So it's spring. Esmeralda, what's your favorite your favorite season of the year?
I would say spring and fall.
Spring and fall. Okay. Dan, what about you? Your favorite time of year?
I would go fall.
You would go fall. I, too, would go fall. But I enjoy spring, and I have reasons here. These are scientific reasons that spring is the most delightful season, and not just because Esmeralda's birthday is in the spring. Or my mom's birthday is in the spring as well. Here are the scientific reason why, and I know there are a lot of people out there who really enjoy spring. Another thing, and another reason why spring is pretty great is that's because when baseball comes back. So that's always a good thing. It used to mean excitement over the hockey playoffs, but not this year. So, speaking of hockey playoffs that the Hawks are not going to get to, we have a Blackhawks Express from last night's game that we will play back in just a little bit. But here are some of the scientific reasons. This is science, Esmeralda. We can't argue this. It's science. Temperatures are moderate. That's reason number one. Spring marks the end of blistering winter and the transitional period to scorching summer. In many places, the spring brings mild temperatures in the 60s and 70s. People tend to be most comfortable at temperatures around 72 degrees, research shows. So the arrival of spring means you can finally ditch the heavy winter layers and still be comfortable. Not in this city. Because in this city, don't we, you know, Dan, you would agree with this, that there are many years where we go from 20 below to 93 above.
Yep, very much so.
Without that lovely middle part, that would be great. You know, ideally, I would love this kind of weather if that's the case, you know, throughout all of spring. So this one I'm not a fan of. This is just me. The number two scientific reason why spring is the most delightful season is because there's more daylight. That's not my favorite. I like it when it's dark. I like it when it starts to get dark right around 5 p.m., when it's like really dark around 4:30, 5 p.m., something like that. Following the spring equinox, days begin lasting longer and nights get shorter. Daylight saving time, which moves the clock forward starting in March, gives you enough more light hours to get things done. Those extra hours of sun can be a major mood booster, according to some research. 2016 study of students counseling at Brigham Young University found that the longer the sun was up during the day, the less mental distress people experienced. Yeah, that's true. People enjoy sunlight. I'm not one of them. All right. We have to break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then we have more science. You can't argue science. This is science. It's the real deal. Scientific reasons why spring is the most delightful season. And what if spring is your favorite season, we would love to hear from you if you want to tell us why spring is your favorite. What do you look forward to in the spring? Because it just started fresh. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talk or text. Well, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. And 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's Wildcard Wednesday. You hear me, Wildcard Wednesday? Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Tom requested the five-man electrical band with Signs. They only had that one hit. Hey, Dan, who was the 80s metal band that released five? They did a cover of this, and the album was called the Five-Man Acoustical Jam. I want to say it was Tesla. But it was a cover of Signs, and it was it was an 80s metal band.
Tesla is the first thing coming
out. Ah, see? I know my Tesla. All right. Yeah. Okay. Hey, how you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here, and we're talking about spring and scientific reasons why spring is the most delightful season. If you would like to join us to talk about your favorite season, then we would love to hear from you. So give us a call or text us at 312-981-7200. And let's see. We have, so far, the temperatures are moderate. There is more daylight, and the birds return. You get to hear birds and stuff chirping. Many animals migrate south during the winter, then head north as the temperatures rise. For relatively northern regions, there is no better indicator of spring than birds chirping outside your window. Their northern migration can start as early as mid-February and last into June, meaning that throughout spring you can expect to see a major influx. In addition to the satisfaction of marking species off your birdwatching checklist, seeking more of our feathered friends can make you happy. In 2017, a UK study found that the more birds people see in their neighborhoods, the better their mental health. How about that, Esmeralda? Are you a fan of birds chirping?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little unsettling when it's, you know, five. Or no, when it's really early in the morning and it's still pretty dark out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you hear them chirping. It's not a good sign because you're like, ah, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's morning.
It's morning. Yeah, that's true. So let's see. Yeah, the thing is, a lot of this stuff that everybody really loves about spring is weird when you work this shift, because, you know, if you've got 800 birds outside your window chirping while you're trying to sleep at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a little annoying. And if it stays light out till 7 in the evening or 8 in the evening, that's a little annoying too if you want to take like a nap or something. It would be nice to try and sleep when it's dark out, which doesn't happen really. All right. Let's see. How about this one? I think you're going to love this one, Esmeralda. It's another reason, scientific reason, which means we can't argue it. There are baby animals everywhere. Everywhere, Esmeralda, baby animals. Many animals reproduce in the spring, which, when temperatures are warmer and food is plentiful, baby bunnies and ducklings, chipmunks, and other adorable little animals abound come spring. Studies have found... Boy, you're making this sound like this is a Disney cartoon. Like, what? There's birds chirping, the sun is out. It's like when Bob Hoskins first gets into Toontown. And you see the sun is singing and smiling, and the trees are dancing as he's driving into Toontown. That's kind of what they're. That's just kind of the picture that you're getting when you read these scientific reasons why spring is better. Cute animals can have a positive effect on humans. For instance, one small study in 2012 found that when college students looked at cute images of baby animals, they were better focused. They were better at focusing on the task in the lab. Being able to watch a fluffy baby squirrel frolic outside your office window might make your spring your most productive season of the year. Really? When I would see baby squirrels outside my window, I would be worried about my tomato plants. That's the first thing that I would think of. All right, how about this one? You're safer. Scientifically proven that you are safer during the spring. In 2015, a pair of public policy researchers discovered a hidden upside in springing forward for daylight saving time. It reduced crime. Well, that makes sense. When the sun set later in the evening, the study published in the Review of Economics and Statistics found robbery rates fell. After daylight saving time started in the spring, there was a 27% drop in robberies during that extra hour of evening sunlight and a 7% drop over the course of the whole day. Yeah, that makes sense, and that's pretty cool. How about this one? You can actually go outside. Warmer temperatures mean that you can spend more time outside without freezing your feet off, which is great for your mental health. Across the seasons, research has found that taking walks in nature slows your heart rate and makes you more relaxed, but some research indicates that there is something special about spring's effect on your brain. A 2005 study from the University of Michigan linked spending 30 minutes or more outside in warm, sunny spring weather to higher mood and better memory. But the effect reverses when spring ends, since being outside on the warmest days of summer is pretty uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't like being outside in the summer. Dark room, air conditioner, blasting. Those are the only things that I enjoy about the summer. Also, it makes you more creative. That same study at the University of Michigan found that spending time outside in sunny spring weather isn't just a mood booster. It actually can change the way people think. The researchers found that being outdoors broadened participants' minds, leaving them more open to new information and more creative thoughts. So there you go. Just a few more reasons we have why spring is the most delightful season of the year. So, want to hear from you guys. Talk or text 312-981-7200. We'll take a break here. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN. Dan, I got to say, this is the first like Wild Card Wednesday song that feels like a real Wild Card Wednesday song, because they've been pretty normal choices this morning, correct?
Yes, they have.
For those of you who who don't immediately recognize that, that is the 847, by the way, area code requested this for Wild Card Wednesday. You hear me? 312-981-7200. 847 requested the theme song from The Master, which was a TV series featuring Lee Van Cleef. Dan, did you ever see The Master?
Can't say that I had.
Oh, I did, because Lee Van Cleef rules. Lee Van Cleef is the king. It's like a martial arts action show. Are the credits on there when you played that?
Yes, I was watching the credits.
So was Lee Van Cleef running around punching, kicking people and stuff in it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Lee Van Cleef, man. Don't know Lee Van Cleef. He's the ugly in The Good, the Bad, and the... No, he's the bad. He's the bad in The Good and the Bad, the Ugly. And he's in Escape from New York. And you'd know him if you saw him. there aren't that many people on the planet who ever looked like Lee Van Cleef. And he was in The Master. So, all right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. We are talking about scientific reasons why spring is the best, according to this list. Dan, this is science.
Science.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas Dolby.
You're welcome.
All right. So let's see. We've got some texts that came in. And again, if you guys want to jump in here, what's your favorite season, why, and all that, if you love spring, 312-981-7200. 262 area code says, morel mushroom hunting is my favorite thing about the spring. Oh, yeah, I bet that's fun. Yeah. Where do you do that locally? Dan, do we know where you can go morel mushroom hunting locally?
That is a good question. I don't actually know what that is. What?
Morel mushrooms are, they're a specific type of mushroom that they actually come out, and they do bloom in the spring. And there are certain places where they grow naturally. So you can actually, or there are certain, like, they have farms for them, too, where you can actually go and pick out your mushrooms yourself. But I don't know if that's a local thing or if you have to go to specific places to do that. I'm not really sure.
According to sciencing.com, so take of this what you will, there's five species, and they grow. There's five species that grow within the state. The blooming occurs in southern to central Indiana, and about 2 weeks later in northern Illinois. So apparently, it's throughout the state.
There you go. All right, morel mushroom hunting. I also love the fact that they call it hunting. I just think that's fantastic. Hunting for mushroom. 847 area code says, how about no more shoveling snow? Yeah, that's a good thing. Chad from Sandwich says, my favorite is fall. Nick, the smell of burning leaves, start of football, and Oktoberfest. By the way, I love the show. Fall is my favorite, too. Hey, are there places, Dan, suburbs and areas where they don't allow burning leaves anymore, right? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I believe there's some environmental concerns.
Right. Yeah, you would see leaves burning all over the place. I like the fact that there are leaves on the ground that crinkle and crunch underneath your feet. I like that. So, all right, well, let's get back to the reasons why spring is great. And this is the polar opposite. This is what leaves come back. Spring brings green growth back to plants and trees, depending on where you live. Trees may begin sporting new leaves as early as mid-March. That successful spring leaf growth ensures a cool canopy to relax under during the hot summer. According to researchers, vegetation plays a big role in mitigating the urban heat island effect. It's hugely important in keeping the cities comfortable. When trees release water back into the air, it can cool down the areas around them by up to 9 degrees, according to the EPA. Maybe I should like spring more than I do, Esmeralda. This just seems a little bit too perfect for me, these reasons. How about this? Growing plants absorb carbon dioxide. It's amazing what a little sun can do for plants and grass. Through photosynthesis, plants convert sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into food, releasing oxygen in the process. That means as plants start to grow in the spring, they pull carbon out of the atmosphere, providing an important environmental service. Plants take in roughly 25% of the carbon emissions humans produce, absorbing more than 100 gigations of carbon through photosynthesis each growing season. Because of this, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere drops each spring and summer. Unfortunately, it rises in the winter when most plants aren't growing. Here's one that I think you might like, Esmeralda. In the spring, why the spring is good, scientifically. It's easy to find fresh produce. It's easier to find fresh produce. I think that's a good one. Many vegetables and some fruits are harvested in the spring. Tis the season to get your local asparagus, greens, peas, rhubarbs, and other fresh produce. Getting more fruits and vegetables into your diet isn't just good for the body, it's good for the soul. A 2016 study of more than 12,000 Australians found that when they people increased their amount of fruits and vegetables in their diet, they felt happier and had higher rates of life satisfaction. If they increased their intake by eight portions a day, the psychological gains were equivalent to the change in well-being that people experience when they go from being unemployed to having a job. Was that just specific to Australia? Because in Australia, don't all they eat? All they do is eat meat, right? In Australia, they drink Fosters and they eat meat. So if you start adding vegetables to your diet and your diet consists of, you know, a kangaroo and a big can of Fosters, of course you're going to change a little bit. How about this? You can take your exercise routine outdoors. While it's important to keep moving no matter what the weather, research shows that working out can be more beneficial if you do it outside. A 2011 study found that compared with an indoor workout, exercising outdoors in nature increased energy levels, made people feel revitalized, and decreased tension, among other positive effects. People who worked out in the fresh air also tended to say they enjoyed the experience more than they would likely repeat it, suggesting that using nature as your gym might help you stick with an exercise regimen. Those benefits probably extended to the winter, too. It's a whole lot easier to stomach the idea of a run once, of running outside once the weather warms up. If you don't have to worry, here's another one. This one I kind of enjoy. You don't have to worry about dry air in the spring. Flu season in the U.S. typically lasts through fall and winter, usually peaking between December and February and tapering off during the spring. The seasonal change is part of the dry air. Cold temperatures mean a drop in humidity, and indoor heating only makes the air drier. This lack of moisture in the air can dry out your skin, lead to nosebleeds, and dry out your nasal cavities, irritate sinuses, and a greater risk of getting sick. Since the mucus in your nose is designed to trap viruses, when it dries up, you're more likely to catch something nasty like the flu. As the weather warms up and becomes more humid through the spring, the mucus comes back. As the season wears on, not only can you lay off the body lotion, you can probably put away the tissues. You don't have spring if you don't have spring allergies. I'll tell you, the dry air is fantastic because, and I'm being sarcastic, because I love having a shock and a spark every time I touch a light switch in my apartment.
Yeah, I feel bad for my cat.
Oh,
she's just all
fur. No, that's right.
So just like everything with the dry air.
Yeah. And it's and you know, the hair goes up, you know, mm-hmm. all that stuff. Poor cat. Poor Smokey. Yeah. And you like maybe she's going to smell something.
Yeah. She's always just getting shocked.
Yeah. No, it's been noticeable for like, you know, and I have steam heat in my apartment. You mm-hmm. know, I have radiators. So that should help because it's steam. It's not dry, you know. There's actual steam coming out of the...
Mm-hmm.
But it's still very dry. It's still very dry in the winter. It's been really dry. Like, seriously, I get a shock every time I go to the kitchen and turn the light on. Well, you know, makes you feel alive.
Yeah. How else are you going to know?
Unless I get shocked every time I go to the kitchen.
All right.
All right, more reasons why you like spring coming up. And if you have a favorite season or a reason why you like spring or a reason why you like anything else, we're being springy this morning. Give us a call at 312-981-7200 for talk, or text 312-981-7200. All right, we break here for weather and traffic, and then we've got a Blackhawks Express from last night's game. Shocker, they lost. But we'll play back the Blackhawks Express. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on 720 WGN. Esmeralda, are you getting ready for your spring cleaning?
Oh, for sure.
Because we have some tips. Create a checklist. You ever create a checklist of what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't. prioritize and declutter. Well, that's what the checklist is kind of for, isn't it? To prioritize?
Right. Just makes it a little easier. You can keep track of things.
Yeah. Deep cleaning kitchens, bathrooms, and bedrooms is always the top of the mind, but don't forget the less obvious areas like the laundry room, the linen closet, and the coat closet. Things of that nature need to be cleaned up as well, but they usually are a lower priority. You need the right tools. Spring cleaning goes faster and easier if with the right tools. Microfiber cloths and magic erasers. Have you seen the magic eraser, the Mr. Clean magic eraser?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never used it. Have you used it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little off-putting because it just, from what I read somewhere, it says that it just takes off like the first layer of whatever the surface is. That's essentially what you're doing. So it's not like it's chemicals cleaning it.
It's removing the...
Yeah, it's kind of just buffing out that first layer. It might be minimal, but if you work that with the magic eraser too hard on anything, it'll take off.
Wow, okay.
Stuff.
That's not mentioned in the cool commercial where...
Right. Well, because if you, you shouldn't... You probably clean up until when you see, it's gone now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure if you keep going, it's going to take off a layer.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Clean's a liar.
I mean, it's cleaning in a way.
Mr. Strip is what is what his name... Well, that'd be a whole different thing.
I think that's taken.
Yeah. Yeah. They also recommend buying several microfiber cloths so that you're not cleaning your kitchen with the cloth that you use to clean the bathroom. Dedicate a different colored cloth for each room. Oh. So you won't get confused.
Right.
So you got red for the bathroom or then green for the kitchen. It says, watch the surface. In your zeal to clean, make sure you're using the right product for the right surface. Otherwise, you might cause damage.
Mm-hmm.
This in from Mary Sandberg Boyle. Magic eraser is amazing. I use them daily on my white walls.
That's what my phone was?
Yep.
Buzzing?
This just in.
Yeah, this just in. That's what the phone buzzing was. She uses them daily, and she has white walls. Thank you, Mary.
And from another Mary, they work on soap scum, too.
Oh, yeah. I've used them for that.
Yeah.
When it's that.
Soap scum is bad. But it comes out, like you said, the first surface, and then it comes right back.
Right.
What do those magic erasers cost? Is it one in the packet?
No, I think it's two, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it depends. They sell them in bigger things, but
they're not that expensive, really.
Okay. Yeah,
I just buy knockoffs.
They just look like sponges.
Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, the other tip here, Esmeralda, is take it easy. experts said cleaning shouldn't be exhausting. Instead, let the tools and the products do most of the work.
But it is. It always is.
Exhausting?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's always exhausting.
It's one of the reasons why I don't do it very often.
It could be very minimal clean. It's still exhausting.
We can tell when your new employees aren't cleaning properly because they're over-cleaning, and then they get tired by scrubbing. They run a cleaning service.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, who has employees cleaning?
The experts run a cleaning service.
Right.
Who talk about this. Instead, she says, apply cleaning solutions like multi-purpose cleaners and let them sit for a bit. Apply the cleaning solution in the shower and walk away and go to clean the sinks. By the time you get back to the shower, the solution has soaked in and you have less scrubbing to do, and you let the solution sink into that area that it's intended to clean.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Yeah. Yeah, I need to clean my my shower. I mean, it's not terrible, but it needs a cleaning. I'm going to get those little Surface. What the hell we were just talking about?
Magic eraser.
Magic. Get Surface thing. The Surface thing. That's what I'm getting. All right. Well, there's some tips on why scientifically science is great, or science. Why scientifically spring is great, and some tips on your spring cleaning. All right. All right, Esmeralda, I will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
And Mr. Dan Feinberg will join us for his biweekly television visit.
Oh, very nice.
And we will most likely talk about Atlanta. So, all right, see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See ya.
All right, take a break. The news is coming up next.